Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has given. Let us praise the Lord for that. Let me encourage you from this beautiful passage of scripture from the book of Psalm, chapter 85 and verse 6. And the psalmist writes, "Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in thee?" Amen. My dear brothers and sisters, the most desperate need of our day is a spiritual and moral renewal. This revival must begin with God's people, you and me, the church. It must be more than a mere increase in church membership and attendance. There must be an individual resurgence of God consciousness, moral righteousness, and Christ-like living. It must include the elements of humbling ourselves and turning from our wicked ways, as referenced in 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14. Although spiritual renewal cannot be worked up by human effort, we can prayerfully desire and seek it. We can ask God sincerely for a fresh touch of His love and the desire to represent and serve Him more effectively. My dear brothers and sisters, that's the prayer that David made. That's the prayer we can make even today and desire and ask God, "The Lord, revive me again." Amen. An unknown writer wrote, "Let none hear you idly saying, 'There is nothing I can do.' While the souls of men are dying and the Master calls for you, take the task He gives you gladly. Let His work your pleasure be. Answer quickly when He calleth, 'Here am I, send me, send me.'" My dear brothers and sisters, ask God to show you the areas in life that need a spiritual renewal. Pray for a genuine revival in your local church. Be willing to pray, however, "Lord, let it begin in me." When I was growing up, you know, in my grandfather's time, we used to sing this beautiful hymn written by William Mackay, a Scottish Presbyterian minister, and it was written in 1863. "We praise thee, O God, for the Son of thy love, for Jesus who died and is now gone above." And the chorus goes, "Hallelujah, thine the glory, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory, revive us again." Beautiful hymn. I'll give you the link. Enjoy it and ask the Lord, "Lord, revive us again." That's the prayer in the 1800s. That was the prayer 2000 years ago of David. That must be the prayer of the church today for God to revive us. Amen. That's what God is calling us for, and He will bless us and He will uphold us with His right righteous hand. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have given. We honor you. We appreciate you. We draw nigh unto you. We bless you from the bottom of our heart. We enter into your courts with thanksgiving, O Lord God Almighty. And I pray that, Lord, we will never be the same. Today, Lord, our heart's prayer is revive us. Lord, revive us in the church, revive your church, revive your people. Revive me, O Lord God Almighty. Revive my wife, revive my children, revive my family in the name of the Lord God Almighty. And I pray, Lord, the first love that we had carried, O Lord, many years ago, will be, O Father, reenacted, and we will live by faith and by work that will declare and decree the glory of God in our lives. Abba Father, this morning, I want to say thank you. Father God, today, let your Holy Ghost be poured forth upon our lives afresh. And Lord, you will touch us at the point of our need and our want and our desire in the name of Jesus, and you will bless us. I lift up your flock into your hands as they step out into their jobs, into their businesses, and running the errands for the day. I release your great grace and glory in the mighty name of Jesus. I release your anointing. I release, O Father God, your angels to guard them and protect them. Bless them, O Father God. I pray for the ones who may be grappling with their health condition. Lord God Almighty, you were beaten 39 times, that we, your church, will be healed and made whole and will enjoy robust health and strength. Therefore, I reject, rebuke, and resist every manner of sickness in the mighty name of Jesus. And I release your anointing, O Father, to flow upon your body, O Father God, that every member of your body will be healed and made whole by the power of your Spirit in the name of Jesus. We thank you, we bless you, and we give you the praise, glory, honor, and dominion, power and authority, because it is all yours. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you, and bye for now.